You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, the six things that change when you go from girlfriend and boyfriend to wife and husband. Tiger Woods confesses, Mad Max is back, you are more like a goldfish than you'll ever know, and dancing dead cats. Let's meet the friends. We must have done something right. The reigning Ms. California, United States, sports and entertainment reporter, Sandy Charles is back in the studio.
That's right, Phil. Here's the deal. There are people eating pandas.
Pandas?
Cute little pandas.
Looking for job openings wherever he can find them. It's Chris Martin.
Phil, one of the most iconic television shows in American history is losing eight characters, all because one man is walking away.
Oh. Can't wait to find out who that is. Hey, by the way, if you listen to the program on iTunes, thanks for leaving a comment and a review, especially a good one. You're helping the show by doing that early and often, because the folks at iTunes, they actually read your comments. They notice your five-star reviews. And so do we. We need the validation. Sandy, it's nice to see you back. How's life as Ms. California, United States? Everything good?
Life is great, yeah.
How much longer in your reign?
May 24th, I passed it on.
Oh, you're done?
Almost, yeah. It's been over a year.
You pass it on next week.
Is that already next week?
Next week.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon. Yeah, we're gearing up.
Then there will be tears.
Yes. Bittersweet. It's been nice.
Yes.
It was a dream come true. It happened. I'm so fortunate. I'm lucky. And
you wish the winner well. Do we know
yeah.
who the winner is yet?
We don't know yet. Mm-mm, don't know at all. We won't know until I crown.
That's the day of the pageant. Is the 24th. Right.
Yeah.
And so the winner happens. And then do you think somewhere in your subconscious there will be, for a fleeting moment, an urge to grab the new crown and run?
It's mine. It's someone else's dream to have now.
Or to hurt the other girl.
No way.
Not for a moment.
Look at you.
See, this is what you've learned in a year. You've erased all the bad stuff out of your character. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Not that you had any of it in the first place.
Right,
okay, what do you say we get the show started? And we'll cut you some slack, I promise, because you're not here all the time. But we are glad that you are.
Thank you.
We know that you've collected a series of stories. Starting with, what did you say? People are eating pandas? Cute little pandas.
Cute little pandas. 10 people in China were arrested. Police found 22 pounds of panda meat that they were selling for people to eat. And pandas are national treasures over there in China, and they're on the extinct list.
And they're cute.
And they're cute.
Isn't the first rule of thumb not to eat cute animals?
Yes. Well, I'm biased towards all animals.
Do you eat any animals? Are you a vegetarian?
No, I try very hard, but no.
No?
I'm not. I have fish every once in a while.
You eat fish?
Mm-hmm.
No chicken?
Mm-mm. I don't really like the way it tastes, or it's spongy. I'm very into textures, too.
Yeah, right. Okay, but fish, are there any cute fish?
Dolphins. They get caught in those tuna nets sometimes.
Dolphins are not fish.
No.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, they're a mammal.
They're mammals.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even get me started.
A shark
is
a fish. A dolphin is a mammal.
There's lots of cute fish. You look at angelfish.
Yeah.
Right? Goldfish aren't half bad when it comes to the cute department.
Catfish look like a cat.
Catfish, that's an ugly fish.
Is it?
You want to talk about ugly fish? That one ranks highest on the list.
I think it's cute.
Do you?
I think it's cute.
Would you eat a cute catfish?
No.
No. Okay, so we're pretty sure you wouldn't eat a panda.
No, but those are one of my favorite animals.
Yeah? Have you ever held one?
No.
You can do that.
On a bucket list, I would love to
You
do
go
that.
To Australia, they'll let you carry a panda. Mm-hmm. You got to be nice and calm. You don't want to be frenetic or move too quickly because they'll rip your face off.
They look all cuddly and nice and then rawr.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, I've heard they taste very similar to giraffe.
Why are you eating giraffe either?
You got to get them when they're young. Yeah. But
now, what were they planning to do? They were going to sell. Who's buying panda meat?
It's people in China, I guess. All people, even the people that bought the food, were arrested.
But pandas in China are like sacred cows in India.
Correct.
Aren't they?
Yeah. That's why people are really upset. People in China are very, very, very upset.
So these 10 that are arrested, are they going to even make it to court, or will the people with the pitchforks and torches get to them first?
If I... they'll probably make it to court, but if you can hurt something that innocent and that was minding its own business,
don't upset the people.
And skip the court process, throw them right to jail.
Yeah. And if you're in North Korea, you don't want to upset the folks who are in charge, do you?
No, not at all. The North Korean defense minister, he was executed by anti-aircraft fire for, get this, he fell asleep during a meeting.
Wait a minute. I don't care about that. They used anti-aircraft fire to execute him?
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Does that seem like a little overkill?
It was very disrespectful, I guess. They take that very serious.
Was he a fast runner? Anti-aircraft fire.
Must not have been because he's... Yeah.
Chris, I mean, that's like ballistics, right?
Yeah, that's like trying to take down a mosquito with a machine gun.
Exactly.
Right.
Seems a little excessive.
Or more. All right.
And by the way, you're not just taking him out. Aren't you taking down a large area of land around him?
Sure. Why
Whatever
not?
Structures might be there.
So let that be a lesson to you. Don't upset the Kim Jong-un.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fall
and
asleep.
Don't fall asleep
don't
at work.
Don't fall asleep.
That's right. That's you hear that, rookie?
Yeah. All right. Now, I'll tell you what's been putting people asleep for years, ever since the first handful of seasons, is American Idol. And they just finished their second-to-last season. Is that right, Sandy?
That's correct, yes. The second-to-last winner was crowned last night. Congratulations to Nick, and I'm so sorry if I butcher the last name, Fradiani?
That looks like it. Fradiani. Fradiani. Fradiani.
Yeah.
It might be Fadjani, but I think it's probably Fradiani.
Yeah. So congrats to him. He's probably going to have they've all probably had great years.
Yeah.
But now, second to last, it's about to end. So they're going to just keep it going with all that press, all that PR. So
yeah.
Congrats
How about
to
that?
Him.
Maybe he'll be a big star.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I think the last big star was the ones from season one and season two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe, perhaps.
You got Kelly Clarkson. You have, maybe you remember Ruben Stoddard and Clay Aiken.
Who's the gal that sings the country songs?
Carrie Underwood. I think she would probably be the number one
And
most
who's the
popular.
Gal in the Dreamgirls movie?
Dreamgirls.
Whose family got murdered tragically.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Boy, Jennifer Hudson.
There you go.
Oh, she didn't win. She was a runner-up.
Oh.
Well, in fact,
she might have even come in fourth place.
In fact, Stoddard, wasn't he a runner-up to the skinny, ambiguously Clay Aiken guy?
You have that in reverse, actually.
Was it the other way around?
It was the other way around.
Stoddard won, and Clay Aiken was the runner-up.
That's right.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I was very into that show when it first came out.
I can tell.
I was. I really, really enjoyed it. And then after about season four,
Now, what's the new guy's name again?
Nick Fradiani.
Fradiani.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the one that looks like Adam Levine?
Right.
I saw a picture.
Yeah, he kind of does. He's a handsome guy. He has that stage presence. He has that it factor.
Yeah.
Can he sing, though? That's the question. I've never heard him sing. Do we have any tape of him singing?
As a matter of fact, we do. You want to hear a bit of it?
I would love to.
All right,
to,
here he goes.
So far.
That is a very good.
Well, we can hear it here in the studio.
Wait, hang on a second. We're gonna fix this. It's operator error, and it's my mistake. Hang on a second.
Sounds like he has a great falsetto.
Vamp for me, will you?
Yeah, and then the runner up, is he any good?
Yeah.
And by the way, two gentlemen runner in the final two. Was there a female up there in the top five even?
Here's Fradiani. I'm sorry. No stars to crown. He's a pretty good singer, huh?
He's really good. He's real. I mean, I can see why they crowned him. America, you nailed it on the head.
Wow. That is talent,
isn't it?
That is music to your ears.
Well,
please. Right,
that's enough of that. Wow.
It's music to my ears.
That's the best that they could muster off of that show. You know, before American Idol, there was Ed McMahon and Star Search. Star Search! Star Search! How did he used to talk?
Yes. Star Search.
Hey-o.
Exactly. Anyway, they would have two singers, and then one would go on, and the other one would leave. And then they'd get somebody else to compete against the reigning singer. And they would just keep going, and the singer would keep winning money every week. And they'd get one shot. And the losers every week were like 10 times better than the best singers on American Idol. If you remember when American Idol was new, you probably still remembered Star Search because it was only off the air for maybe a season and a half, when American Idol came around. The singers were all excellent. They were never pitchy, dog. They were always on tune, and they could always sing. And so the singers are out there. But I guess the magic of American Idol is that they find just average Joes and Janes out there, and they package them and they turn them into somebody.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
And little known fact, I was begged to go on Star Search.
You were?
Growing up. But
as
I
a singer
never
or a
go.
Dancer?
Both.
As a little kid, singer,
mm-hmm.
dancer?
Yeah, I competed all over. So I loved that show. So that's why I loved American Idol at first.
Yeah, but then you would have gotten 4 stars.
Yes.
Four. They used to get stars.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that show.
Yeah.
You know, in the singing competitions, the talent pool has to be depleted at this point. You've got 8 different singing competitions going on for 10 or 12 years
sure.
now.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Longer even.
And we get this.
Let's give it a rest.
And we get the.
Get it.
Eddie Frediani, is that his name?
Nick Frediani.
All right. Up next, if you do cartoon voices, there's a huge gig open for you. And also, this could send shockwaves throughout TV land. I mean, this is huge, huge news. And Chris is going to tell you about it next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Thanks for tuning in to Phil Hewlett and Friends. All right, so I admit I get pandas and koalas mixed up. It happens to me every day, right? A koala will rip your face off, Sandy Charles.
They won't both?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a panda will take you down if you get within its space.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a kung fu panda.
No, but those ones are even more dangerous.
But a koala is small, but it's got arms, so it's got like
it's
a wingspan.
With those
right?
big nails, yeah.
I understand how you can mix it up, though, because koalas are actually legal to eat. Pandas, not so much.
You can eat a koala?
Sure.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Probably get a lot of roughage out of that because they eat all those leaves, right?
Usually they make them into koala bobs.
Koala bobs. You just want me to cry, don't you? That's what you want.
Some fresh veggies.
By the way, stick with us here because a little later in the program we have Dancing Dead Kitties.
Ugh.
I'm serious. We do.
I
All right. Fine. Let's get rolling here with some more news. And this is courtesy of our Chris Martin. And Chris, what has happened in TV land? This is devastating news.
It is. One of the longest running television shows really in television history is losing one of its major characters. And by one, I mean like 8. Harry Shearer is going to walk away from a guaranteed $14 million over the next 2 years. And leave The Simpsons.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Why would you do that?
Well, he's doing
it. On principles, maybe?
It's not on principles, and I'll tell you why he's doing it. Let me give you a little bit more about him. Harry Shearer is the voice of Mr. Burns, Smithers, Ned Flanders, Principal Skinner, Reverend Lovejoy, Anchorman Ken Brockman, and other temporary characters that have come and gone.
But these are all the favorite. These are the glue that make The Simpsons so great. I mean, you've got the main characters. That's a lot of fun. But all these other characters is why The Simpsons really is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a one-dimensional show about Fred and Barney.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the Simpson family in this big community with all the different characters.
Yeah, the community of Springfield. Do you know what state Springfield is in?
In this case, it's in...
I think that's one of the longest running. It's one of the longest running jokes
Indiana?
About Simpson. Is it, no, they never tell you
what
state it's actually in. You know, there's Springfield, Missouri. Mm-hmm. There's lots of Springfields
out there.
There's
like 6 Springfields.
Yeah. The Simpsons left the executives there say that they do not plan to kill off the characters, but replace the characters with the most talented voiceover actors in the business. So as Phil was alluding to, if you think you can do a good Mr. Burns. Time to head down to Fox Studios.
Yeah, right.
The show was picked up for seasons 27 and 28. Here's what happened. Harry Shearer apparently feels that he's not going to have the ability to do the work he wants to do outside of The Simpsons, including this show that he's working on in the United Kingdom, this TV series.
Yeah.
So now, the only other thing I want to say is the show wishes him the best. They're going back and forth on Twitter. This, to me, feels like it could be a work, like a publicity work.
Oh, you think?
Or it may end up that way. I feel like the guy could end up coming back. Who walks away from $14 million guaranteed? They say he already does have a lot of flexibility in his contract. I don't know. Maybe he's got enough money to where he can do
this. He could record the voices out of his house and be a happy guy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it works the same if you do that.
Well, how much time does he really put into it? I mean, really. It's not a lot of work.
It's hours a week, Phil. Hours.
That
could
many?
Could be as many as four, wow. Possibly six.
All right. What were you talking about? How long you can focus is getting shorter and shorter. That's why I was just a little joke there. I was paying attention. But the amount of time you could focus on something before you get distracted and whip out your phone is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And it's probably not that long if you look at it, if you measured it. And scientists actually have measured this amount of time that you can concentrate, and it's a lot shorter than you think. A new study from Microsoft, smart people over there with the pointy heads at Microsoft up in Washington State, have found the average human now has the attention span of 8 seconds.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's shorter than the attention span of a goldfish that can focus on one thing for 9 seconds.
I don't know. I've always heard goldfish can only memorize something for 3 seconds.
Well, memorize but focus are two different things. The author of the study says, we see now that news is reduced to 140 characters and conversations are condensed to emojis. This is affecting the way people see and interact with the world. That's a smart guy talking right there.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We all what?
Yeah. What? What's this? Your eyes were glazing over.
What happened?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so this is why, and this relates to that. Time to test just how addicted you are to the internet. Okay. And this comes with your attention span and your phone and all this, right? New survey asked people what they'd rather give up, their internet connection or a finger.
That's really a good question,
it's
right?
It's really hard.
Yeah, don't answer it real quick, okay? Because if you give up the internet and you're looking at your finger one day and you're saying, you know, I could do without this, but I'm lost without the internet. So think about it. So the people who answered, they'd go without a finger, 29%. And your first instinct is to think that they're crazy. But the honest truth is, I bet you'd, if you thought it through and you were honest with yourself, you'd probably say, yeah, I can do without one finger.
29% seems a little low.
That does. Well, no, just a finger. Because I would assume the internet, actually.
Yeah. Now, there was some middle ground because 25% said they were undecided. So 46% of the survey, only 46% said that they definitely get rid of their internet access and hang on to all four other fingers.
So is that internet all around?
No internet.
At all. Like at work or anything?
Your connection. Through the internet. Done.
Because
No, you would cheat. You would would say, no, I'm going to keep my fingers.
Right.
Then you'd go to the library.
I would go
and
somewhere
connect
again.
Because
nowadays, if I email a business and they don't email me back within 2 or 3 days, I'm like, I kind of judge them. Like, wow, how unprofessional.
Yes.
So if you don't have any internet, I don't know. I don't know if I could really deal with that. I might have a panic attack. Now, finger, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I know. Here's the thing.
Which finger would you give up if you had to choose? Which one goes? The pinky? The poor stepchild that is known as the pinky?
Don't you need that, though,
here,
too?
Put it to a test. It to a test. Get out some duct tape over the weekend and duct tape one of your fingers down to your palm. Okay? Duct tape it real good, you know?
Sounds painful.
It probably is. But the fact is that it is painful. It'll make it even more difficult for you to use that finger throughout the day. And so then proceed with your daily habits. And use the hand that is your dominant hand just to force the issue. And see how you do.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that experiment. That doesn't sound fun at all.
No, but it isn't. But I've had, you know, everybody's done this. You've gotten a gash or something on a finger.
Yeah, a little paper cut.
And it's all taped up, and you can't use that finger for a little while, and then you end up dropping your coffee.
Yes, that's very true.
On your cat.
So do you risk not being able to do daily tasks like that or look a little unprofessional because you can't reply to an email?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you email the video of the dancing dead cats to so that the web munchkins can post this on the internet?
I will do that.
Will you tell us what
email?
Tell us what this story is. Tell us what the story is.
So PETA and the school in Oklahoma is very upset with some of their students. These biology students filmed a video using the dead cats from their biology class. They choreographed this dancing number, raising their hands and all going meow, 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 meow the whole time.
Yeah.
So now PETA and this school's really upset at these kids. They're saying
These are smart kids. These are science kids, right? Biology kids.
I guess you
could say
that.
They've got the cats in the school because in some schools they still let you dissect a cat as part of your biology training.
Yeah, or frogs, small pigs.
Yeah. And then what do you do with the cat? You get the cat guts and you make guitar strings and you do those types of things, right? The kids have to learn where that stuff comes from. But you say there's a video of this?
There is a video. And it's disturbing to me and I guess to PETA. But it's, they're dancing and using it as kind of puppets.
Wait, I'd like the audience to see this video.
Okay, I'll email it to you.
Yeah, disturbing is an interesting word because I saw it and I thought it was well choreographed.
Oh my gosh, no.
You could tell they had put a lot of time into it. And
do you have a heart?
The flexibility of those cats was amazing. And they were really well in sequence with their meows.
Are you mad?
Mm-hmm, sometimes.
Yeah, all right. You know who else is mad? Max. There's a new Mad Max.
Fury Road.
That's right. Looks like a pretty cool movie.
Yeah.
But we'll know for sure if all the cool stuff is in the trailer and the rest of the movie is crap, because Manny, the movie guy, joins us next. He's seen it. Plus, he's seen that sequel to Perfect Pitch.
Oh, yes.
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect.
There you go. Whatever that is. And he's next, right here on Phil Hewlett. Dancing Dead Cats. How do you follow that? Phil Hewlett and Friends next. All right, I promise we're trying to get the video of the Dancing Dead Cats on the website, on the show fun page. That's going to happen shortly, because the web munchkins are on it now.
Good, I was really worried about that, Phil.
But I don't know how long it's going to take, because they're all rolling on the floor laughing. Sandy, thanks for that.
You're kind of welcome, poor cats.
Yeah, you're more like an animal lover, right?
I love, 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 love them.
Yeah.
Even as a little kid, dissecting them, actually, in college, they wanted me to kill the bullfrogs because I was a biology major.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I started crying and I left.
And now you're...
I can't.
Now you're a beauty queen.
I am. I want to save the animals with my platform. That would be great.
There you go.
Yes.
Do they let you wear those shoes, those tall platform shoes when you come out in the gown and the crown and the whole thing?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, platform shoes.
Platform shoes, there's a difference between platform and maybe what other girls wear on stage.
Right.
Those are a little different.
Some of them have podium shoes.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I'm making no sense. It's time now to save the program and find out what the movie companies have in store for you at your local Cineplex this weekend. Joining us live is the Grandmaster of Flash, the movie reviewer at KMIR-TV in Palm Springs, Manny the Movie Guy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Excellent to talk with you, sir. Hey, are we going to miss Mel Gibson this weekend when we watch the latest iteration of Mad Max?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Let me begin by saying Mad Max Fury Road is one of the best action movies I've seen this year.
Wow.
And of course, big credit goes to writer-director George Miller, who gave us the original film. But 5 decades into his career, Miller still makes movies that effectively combines brains and brawn.
Oh.
And of course, the brawn this time is Tom Hardy. He's our new Max. Much like the original, his apocalyptic world is fire and blood.
Ooh.
He's matched muscle for muscle by Charlize Theron's Furiosa. She is looking for redemption.
Yeah. I never thought of her as a gritty action movie kind of a
well,
actress.
Well, she tried it with Ian Flux back in the day. Did you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah. And she somehow got into that Ian Flux outfit. You remember that outfit, Manny?
I remember that outfit, of course. But no, I mean, this is... You can never really look at Charlize Theron the same way again after watching this film.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing in the movie. And, you know, the best part about it is because, you know, the women are not just, you know, they're all strong, well-rounded female characters. They're not just sidekicks or love interests.
Yeah.
And the cinematography will wow you. I am in awe from beginning to end.
So this is a movie for all ages and all sexes. The young girls, you should take your 9-year-old girl to see this because they're strong female characters. Well, is that what you're saying?
There's just a little bit of violence, though. So maybe a little older. More of the second wave of feminism.
Right. Okay, got you. But parental guidance is recommended in this.
Right.
One. Okay.
Exactly.
You're not alone either, Manny. I've been hearing a lot of positive reports from critics across the country. Seems like you guys are pretty much unanimous on the fact that this is a really well-shot movie.
Well, here's the honest to goodness truth. This is that, you know, when you heard that George Miller himself is remaking Mad Max, I'm like, oh my God, you have no more ideas. But you know, so the expectations were low.
Yeah.
But even if your expectations are high, the film will meet your expectations still.
Yeah. All right, good. Now, is it pitch perfect, Manny, or is it perfect pitch? Which one is it?
It is pitch perfect.
Ah.
It's two, mind you.
Two. And is this movie for everybody?
Yes. Definitely. The Rocky of the a cappella world is back, of course.
Ooh.
Bigger, but not necessarily better, though, than the first movie. The sequel finds Anna Kendrick's Becca and her Barden Bellas enter an international competition to get their reputation back after hilariously failing at performing for the president at Lincoln Center. That's really the plot of the film. My biggest complaint about the movie is that Pitch Perfect 2 copies the formula of the original. But this time, the tone is just a little weirder, and that's a good thing. The script by Kay Cannon, a veteran of 30 Rock, has that bizarre humor that actually works.
Yeah.
And actress Elizabeth Banks, directing her first full feature film, is adept in harmonizing comedic rhythm. So
how about
this
that?
One is funny.
She's the next Coppola.
Sophia.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
Does Rebel Wilson carry the comedy? She's one of the funniest girls, I think, in movies right now.
Yeah, I enjoyed her. But you know what, really? It's Anna Kendrick's turn in this one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yes.
Cool.
Can't wait
I don't think she's going to have another hit called Cups, kind of like similar to Cups from this film. But, you know, it's still very hummable. I mean, you know, you'll walk out of the theater singing and dancing and laughing, and that's not a bad thing.
Oh, very good. All right. So two movies in wide release. Anything worth catching up on? Any small release movies? Any DVD releases that are catching your eye this week?
Well, if you're into 50 Shades of Grey, it came out already. You still haven't seen it? You can watch it in the comforts of your own home.
That's probably a wise idea.
Oh, it's on DVD?
Still not even.
Now out on DVD and Blu-ray, yes.
I'm going to have to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to have to see
it. Right, because, you know, you feel like, Chris, if you went to the movies and you went alone because you're on your lunch break and you asked for one ticket to see 50 Shades of Grey, you feel like a creeper.
Yeah, absolutely. Although, I've gone to the movies myself before. That doesn't seem like the appropriate one to do it, but
yeah,
DVD, I do have to catch it. Even though I've heard it's really not that great, I think, Manny, you even told us it wasn't well written.
It's like a one big giant cologne commercial, really.
A cologne commercial?
Terrible.
Have you seen it, Sandy?
No, I would never. Not even if it was free.
So you are not a fan of the book?
No, I wouldn't even read the book. Yeah. I am against what it stands for, everything about it.
Yeah.
There you go. Good for you. You're
She's
my woman.
Pure as the driven snow over here. Come on.
There's enough stuff in the world that we fill our heads with. Let's not go look for it. No more. Like, there's enough negativity and filth and stuff. Let's leave it. We don't need to search. And
really, honestly, if you're going to talk about, you know, I talked about how Charlize Theron is, you know, raised the girl power flag. Even the Barden Bellas also raised our girl power flag. This one, though, the 50 Shades of Grey, you know, it takes women back in the closet.
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
And that closet scene was something else, wasn't it, Manny?
Right.
All right. Good. Hey, visit MannyTheMovieGuy.com.
Closet, mind you.
Oh, I know it. At MannyTheMovieGuy.com, you'll see all these wonderful interviews that Manny does with the celebrities out there, because every now and then they have something to say, and if they don't, Manny makes them say it.
That's right. And next week, by the way, we're going to visit George Clooney in Tomorrowland.
Oh, that looks good.
It does.
Right, and it's from Brad Bird. I'm watching it this weekend, and I'm interviewing the cast as well.
How about that? Can't wait for that. All right, Manny, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck with the Clooney.
Thanks.
All right, there he goes. All right, well, that was fun. And so you going to see any of these movies this weekend, Chris?
Like I said, maybe 50 Shades of Grey. Honestly, Mad Max does look like a good movie if you're into that action thriller, and the cinematography looks awesome. But 50 Shades of Grey, I am intrigued. Any movie that makes almost $1 billion globally, sort of have to
right.
Get
well,
my
see,
eyes
here's
on
the
it.
Thing. I think Mad Max, and will probably go onto my Netflix queue, and I'll see it in about a year and a half.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah, it's a good movie for that.
Yeah. All right.
Will your wife go make you see Pitch Perfect?
No.
No?
Oh,
no.
That's another one. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I saw the first one. Oh, wait. Is this thing on? Oh, no.
She and I are pretty much over with movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like done.
Yeah.
We'll go to see something that we know is not going to be packed with the mainstream movie audience. You know, if it's something that's intended for a very specific smaller group of people, and we know that the theater is going to be grandmas are going to be in there. Okay, fine. We'll go in there because then we don't have to compete between our enjoyment of the movie and all the idiots in the theater. Flashing their laser lights and having their conversations and texting and the passing gas and tossing buckets of popcorn and all the other things that happen why not? Just watch it at home where I can control the experience.
Or like you said, the fourth or fifth week after the movie's been out, not a bad time to go to the theater because you can miss a lot.
Yeah.
Of the experience.
Here's what I do.
If you're not in that environment.
If we do go to the theater, we do exactly that. We skip about the first 2 months, and then we go see it in an empty theater, and it's not in THX anymore. It's just like they have one speaker. It's one of those old speakers they used to use at the drive-in theater, those metal ones that you used to hang off a window. You get one of those speakers, and the film itself, it's got all kinds of like things wrong with it. But just the same, we paid $1.50 instead of $12.50.
Exactly.
Because the extra money you pay is for the benefit of sitting around with all those morons.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I can't stand it either. I did that for Avengers, and it was the last time I'll ever sit in a crowded
theater.
People
are so rude. It's like they've lost. I'm like, wait.
Look at this. Is there any hope on this planet? I think there is. Tell you what. You've been living together for a couple of years now, right? And you're thinking, maybe you'll get married. Well, don't even think about it another minute until you hear what happens when boyfriends and girlfriends become husbands and wives. That's next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for tuning in. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends at .com, and you're at our website. In fact, you should definitely visit the show fun page today because, let's see, there's, Dancing Dead Kitties. Thank you again, Sandy Charles.
These are
the biology students with their cadaver cats, right?
That is, yes, and I hope they learned from that, though.
We're going to learn something about relationships now. Our next guest is a relationship reporter who covers it all, sex, love, dating, marriage. She's a Fox News Magazine contributor, and she's here to tell us what changes when boyfriends and girlfriends become husbands and wives. Ashley Papa, welcome back to the program.
Hi, thank you. Glad to be back.
Yes, we're glad you're here. Let's differentiate a little bit before we get into your six things that change.
Sure.
Because there are boyfriends and girlfriends who are dating. Maybe they get engaged and they make plans for a wedding sometime in the future, et cetera, et cetera. And then there are couples who live together and decide eventually they're going to get married. At least they say that to each other. And a lot changes in both scenarios once they do indeed get married. But are either of those two scenarios different along the way in what you found?
Well, I think so, because if you are living together, I think you're going to learn more about the person faster if you're living together than if you decided to wait until marriage to move in together. So it's completely, new learning experience.
Yeah, a bunch of personal habits that might have flown under the radar become front and center when you get married before living together, right? You don't have a chance to be shocked.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right, let's go through your six things here. Where do we start?
All right, so the six things are kind of more of a psychological and emotional level, and I talked to a lot of experts because I'm not married, so I can't speak from experience for this, But so the first thing we talk about is a shift in identity, because you're now all of a sudden assuming this role as a husband and a wife. So it's the, all those sociological expectations that you have now. And it's one of them, and couples, you know, that become husband and wife, that they kind of identify themselves more now as husband and wife. It's instead of, like, you know, when you're single, you identify yourself as, like, me, a writer, like, whatever your career is. You know, a lot of these people, these couples are now husband and wife, like their number one identity feature.
All right. And so for the wife, I imagine, there are a couple of bumps along the way that you have to kind of resolve. Do you take your husband's name? Do you hyphenate? I mean, it seems to me that speaks to the woman's perception of her identity. Am I right?
Right, yeah. So those are all kind of given decisions that you have to make, whether you're going to take the name, whether you're going to hyphenate or not. I mean, that's another. And that also goes into your identity.
Yeah, the bank account changes, the trip to the Social Security office.
Laws and all that stuff.
Driver's license. It's just a hassle. But then you leave all of that behind because the future is your nugget, really. And so, okay, so what's next? Because you have six things. Have we hit one or two now?
So that was the first one. The next one, a lot of my girlfriends, at least, say the feeling grounded feeling. There's that security, knowing that they never have to date again, hopefully never have to date again. There's that sense of calm and relief, knowing they're no longer alone and they have their partner for life. So that was the next thing I listed. And then the following one was, I think this happens depending on the couple, a spiritual reconnection, because a lot of couples will find themselves going back to their, you know, their religion from their youth, because now they find they're more thankful that they've kind of found their soulmate and their life partner. And sometimes they can be, and they're more connected to family and friends sometimes,
yeah.
But they've kind of drifted apart. Now they're closer. And sometimes they're more respected in a way if they're now married and no longer boyfriend, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of looked as more mature as well.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And the fact that you get married in a church, does that bring them back to the spirituality, do you think, a little bit? At least it opens the door for them?
I think so. I know several couples who, you know, were raised Catholic, and then as they got older, they just stopped going to church. But then, like, once they got engaged and they were going to get married, they'd start going to church more. Maybe they take some, go to, like, retreats and stuff for couples. And it's all about learning about what you're getting yourself into with marriage. And
gotcha. All right. What else?
And then another big thing is compromising. You have to kind of exit this self-absorbed stage and it all being about yourself. And now you're really a team and you're negotiating big things like finances. Children will come into the picture. You want to decide how many you want and where you're going to live and all those big decisions.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more compromising.
And right. And that's not easy for a lot of people.
No, especially if you're used to just kind of being on your own a lot and making your own decisions, even being in a relationship, but
yeah,
still feeling like you have your independence.
What do you mean I can't leave my dirty socks right here in the middle of the den in front of the TV and the dinner table? All right.
Yeah,
so
not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we're up to about four or five now. Is that where we are on the list? What's next?
Yeah, so the next two kind of go together. The lust that you feel in the beginning that fuels the relationship changes more to a love feeling. It transforms into more respect and appreciation for the other person. And that's really what you need to sustain that long-term relationship anyway.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of a natural thing. And then even when it comes to sex, those change, obviously,
right,
throughout the relationship.
Okay, and finally?
Yeah, the sex needs was the last one that I listed. The frequency and intensity will change over time.
But you're talking about sex, frequency of sex and intensity of sex? Does it get better or worse?
Well, you know, it depends on the couple. I mean, it changes, definitely.
Yeah, right.
I think the needs change.
So you're not married, right?
No, I'm not.
I've been married for 32 plus years, and I will tell you that the frequency and the intensity, just by the, I think it's gravity. Just it's not the same as when you started dating. It really isn't. It's different. But you know what? It's a different thing altogether. And I will tell you, if I could just be the expert for a moment, because I've been, at least in the room here, been married the longest of anybody. If you get to these little rough patches, if you can do whatever you can to not kind of call time out and go to the bench and say, okay, I quit. If you can get over those rough patches, there are so many more rewards over time, and that the longer you're together, the better and better it gets, and you're better at just becoming one, as I think was intended when you got married in the first place. And it's something that you don't achieve in the first 5-10 years or so. I think you realize it about 15 to 20 years in. And so hang in there. It gets so much better the longer you're at it. There's something down the road for you there. So, Ashley, is there the possibility that any time, maybe between now and the next time we talk to you on the show, that you will be engaged?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'll keep you posted.
All right, good. You continue to be the expert on all these things at arm's length. We appreciate that. AshleyPapa.com is the website. We have you linked on our links page, and thank you so much. Look for her on the Fox Magazine. She's a regular contributor, and thanks so much for giving us the 6 things that change from when you go from boyfriend and girlfriend to husband and wife. Thanks, Ashley Papa.
Thank you.
All right, so long.
Thanks, Ashley. You've convinced me not to get married.
Yeah, look at that.
Appreciate it. Yeah. You know, I was on the fence. I was waffling a little bit, and then she just came in with that big right hook and pretty much solidified my decision.
Wait, are you single?
I am single.
And she's single.
Yes.
Oh.
There we go.
Hey, can we get a social media picture?
Did you read anything into when she paused for a second and said, probably not.
Right.
Did you read anything into that?
That she's not into it. Probably not into getting into a relationship right now.
Right. Not into that. It's okay. What are the possibilities? Not into getting into a relationship. Not into getting married. Not into men.
No. Let's take the third one off the table. And she sounds like my kind of girl.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then you might eventually grow on her, and then she'll get to the point like 7 years in and start saying to her girlfriends, this guy's not into commitment. When's he going to pop the question?
Yeah, I think that they call that the 7-year itch.
Yeah.
But then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take your advice. I'm just going to hang on through it, call time out, walk away for a little while, and it's going to get better down the road.
Yes, exactly.
So you're not afraid of commitment. Because at first, a second ago, I was like, whoa, 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 there's something going on over here. But you're not afraid of commitment.
No,
you just,
no.
Okay.
What has happened to this program? It's taken a decided turn.
Thanks, Ashley.
It's a relationship show suddenly. It never has been like this. And it's actually warm in here today, too. Have you noticed that?
I feel pretty comfortable.
Do you?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't have any pit sweat stains or anything.
No.
Which is nice because we do have Miss California
in
here.
Aaron would hate my pants.
Aaron would hate your pants.
Sorry, Aaron.
Oh, that's right. You're wearing yoga pants, aren't you?
My first ever
friend bought them for me and my first ever pair.
But are they see-through?
No.
You wouldn't do that,
no,
would you?
No, never.
It's not fair to us.
No, but they used to have that problem, I heard. I don't know. I never bought them when they
were secret. What about after 7 years of being married? Then maybe?
Then maybe. Sure.
Okay, all right.
If my boyfriend, my husband, whatever. For him, only. Only for him. That stuff is meant for the bedroom. Not for Instagram, not for anything. Just for your husband.
All right. She's a role model, and she's our guest host, co-host today, Sandy Charles. And that's it for the first hour of the show. So much more to come, including, do we really need another Pirates of the Caribbean movie? The woman with the world's longest tongue. And reaction to McDonald's first commercial featuring the new Hamburglar. Those stories and so much more in the second hour of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Coming up next.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and not back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. This hour, is your data safe from the feds? Is the New York Rangers goaltender good or just lucky? And the performer who hopes to put the ass in Las Vegas. The friends are here. In for Aaron Myers today, it's Ms. California, United States, Sandy Charles, and Chris Martin, who has never won a beauty contest that we know of.
Not yet.
You've won contests.
I keep trying.
You win them all the time. I'm Phil Hewlett. Thanks for tuning in. All right, Sandy, so you've been doing a great job so far. We've talked a lot about relationships, about animals, and we're going to continue on now. And one of the things you do is you report entertainment, you report sports, and you have a handful of sporting stories. And one is kind of a mix of entertainment and sports, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. It is, of course, a famous golfer, and it's, of course, Tiger Woods.
A famous golfer.
A famous.
The most
the
famous.
The most famous.
Golfer.
Yeah, right.
I will give you a quarter if you can guess what I'm going to tell you.
He's got a little chicky on the side.
Yes.
Really?
He has
cut
confessed
right to
cheating on Lindsey Vonn. They did announce their breakup last week, and they've been together 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And he confessed that he did have an affair down in San Diego.
Yeah.
So that is, I mean, rehab, I guess he's having a relapse.
Yeah, and again, for folks that don't know Lindsey Vonn, she's a downhill skier, right?
Skier, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's on the slopes.
Mm-hmm.
And their relationship has been going downhill for a while, hasn't it?
I don't know how well. Wow, I see what you're going for there.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were good, and then all of a sudden fell apart. This makes perfect sense about why. Congratulations to Tiger for being honest about it, mm-hmm. I suppose.
He was there for her when she got all cracked up on one of her runs there, when she broke her leg in about 12 different places. Remember that?
Yeah, yes. I think he had a busted tooth at the time.
Yes. Well, no, that was after. That was well after. But she hurt herself pretty bad. And he was by her side in the hospital the whole time. He even gave up golfing for a while to make sure that she was
okay.
That she was cared for.
So he has signs of being this great man, and then he just has those demons he can't control.
Yeah, so some days he's a human being, you're saying. Other days he's
the devil. Yes.
That was one of the roughest things I remember experiencing. I was leaving my aunt's house in Arizona from Thanksgiving, and I heard that Tiger, his car got smashed up, and you know, and him, all the weird stories. He ran a car into a fire hydrant, and I knew instantly something was wrong. And ever since then, you know, I'm such a big fan of golf. It was rough to see him go through.
So
that.
Are they splitting amicably, Sandy, or is Lindsay just she's out of there?
No, they did amicably. I am terrible
you
saying that
it.
Word.
You nailed it.
She posted on her Facebook that it was the best 3 years, and she supports him, and she loves him. It's just, and she loves his kids.
Yeah.
But she's doing the right thing. She's staying classy. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not taking a bat to his window or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't classy? It was a visceral response,
wasn't it? I think I would have done the same thing, though, too.
Yeah.
So I can't judge. I cannot judge.
All right. Talking about leaving, do you watch ESPN at all?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody's leaving.
Probably one of my favorite guys from ESPN, Bill Simmons. They are not renewing his contract. They are parting ways.
Oh, why?
Because
he's been there for so long. Maybe he's the highest paid guy on the roster. Is that possible?
No, he's making about $5 million a year.
Whoa, that's pretty good money for working on a cable network, isn't it?
He does a lot for them. I mean, he did co-create one of their most famous shows, 30 for 30. I'm obsessed with the show. I always watch it. He has his own podcast, The BS BS Report.
Blanked. Report,
the
yes.
BS Report.
Uh-huh.
But they just have been going back and forth, butting heads, and ESPN's like, okay, we've had enough.
Can you get Bill on the show? Do you have the juice to get Bill on the show?
I don't know if I could get Bill. I don't know.
I think he has a few other rounds to make before he hits our show.
Oh, how dare you?
I'm just saying there's going to be a few spots that might get him before us, but I'm going to say a week down the road.
A week?
He'll be in here.
It's not bad.
I think the minute it was released, he probably had 500 offers.
Yeah,
he's probably the best kind of analyst and sports writer and thinker in sports.
Yeah. If he were here, he would have told us that while we were waiting today and all expecting the NFL Players Association to respond with to the Deflategate thing? Mm-hmm. They have during the course of this program here, and you probably know this by now if you're not listening to this live, but they are appealing the 4-game suspension of Tom Brady over the Deflategate thing. So Bill would have told us that if he were here now.
Bill would have, and Bill is very, very, very negative towards the NFL. Mm-hmm. He has nothing good to say about any of it, so I think that's part of it. There are a lot of money that they give to ESPN,
yeah.
So it's like, you can't be knocking our number one.
Do you think that's why he's out?
That has a lot to do with
you
it.
Think
yeah,
so?
He's
a lot to do with
negative
it. Yeah.
About a lot of things, and abrasively negative to where sometimes I think the other co-hosts would just assume get up and punch him.
Yeah,
he has that sort of effect.
He's yeah,
because
very
again, not a guy that's ever really played sports, just talks about it and talks about it in a pretty angry way in a lot of times.
Yeah.
So,
but it's good TV, though.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. So what do you think he'd say about the whole Lyle Collins debacle? You know who that is, right?
Oh, yeah. So Lyle Collins he's an LSU football player, and he was supposed to go in the first round of the NFL draft, but it's rumored that the NFL told teams not to touch him because there was a scandal around his name. His ex-girlfriend, who happened to be pregnant, was found dead. She's no longer with us, and he was associated with it. He has nothing to do with it.
Was he charged?
Nothing was charged. He's not even considered a suspect or anything, but they had to ask him questions just like they would ask a neighbor of hers or anyone.
He was a person of interest, but not a suspect.
Nothing. Not a suspect was cleared. He even passed a lie detector test. He's been very cooperative.
But the NFL thought that it would look untoward if
yes.
any team picked him up early or late,
yeah.
for that matter, in the draft.
Yep, correct.
So the rumor is that the NFL told the teams, the mm-hmm. the owners of the teams, hands off this guy, don't
yes.
even bother.
Yeah.
Well, what a shame if he's not guilty. It's just a victim of unfortunate circumstances here, naturally. It's his girlfriend, right?
His ex-girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so a promising player who could make millions of dollars mm-hmm. in a very short period of time, and now he can't. Or can he?
Nope. He signed 3 years because he signed as an unrestricted free agent.
Who picked him up?
Cowboys. Oh. Cowboys picked him up, and how great is
this? The
land
of broken toys, Phil.
Yes.
Yes. They have a great vision with him, which is great, but they gave him a press conference. You don't, as an unrestricted free agent, you don't get a press conference, but because of what he went through and everything, he would have been a first rounder making millions.
Yeah.
They said, hey, you had a tough break. We're only giving you $1.6 million.
Yeah, right.
Let's give you a press conference and, you know, mm-hmm. kind of
yeah, yeah.
start mm-hmm. new.
Jerry Jones cried, by the way, when he was talking about this kid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he because that looks good in public. Because Jerry Jones very well might be the devil. But he's saving a ton of money on this kid. He found himself a little bargain basement deal, didn't he?
Yeah, it was an amazing deal. And, you know, not to cast a negative light on the decision of the NFL, or a positive light on the decision that they made. But at the time, the guy was still questionable.
Right.
You have to wait for evidence to unfold. And it's the timing that
yeah.
is
timing
a real unfortunate
terrible.
Circumstance
yeah.
mm-hmm. for him.
You know what we need, and this is along the same lines of sports. You know what sporting world needs is a palate cleanser after the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. Because the longer we look back at that, the more we think that we totally got ripped off as fans of boxing, right?
Seems
yes.
that way.
Yeah. The farther away we get from it. Some people were saying it instantly. Other people were saying, no, that's a good fight. It was a good fight. But the longer away we get more perspective. And we're thinking, yeah, what a ripoff. So we need a palate cleanser. We need a good fight. Is there one on the horizon, Chris?
There is. There's yeah. a new official mega fight that's
yeah.
happening. And it's happening tomorrow night.
And we're going to hear about it next right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, Visit PortsacallDining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for tuning in. All right, don't forget to duck when the right cross comes, because it's happening any moment now. I'm Phil. Chris is here. Sandy Charles is filling in for Aaron today. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
That microphone's off.
Hi.
There you go. It's okay.
New.
She usually has people to do stuff for her, but not today. All right, so Chris, we had the fight of the century. Now we need the fight of the millennium?
There you go.
Yeah.
That seems like a good billing for it.
Yeah, who's in the corners on this one?
All right. In one corner, you have 68-year-old, 6'4", 200-plus-pound Republican Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And in the other corner, you have 52-year-old, ex-heavyweight champion of the world, Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, a couple old guys, huh?
Where are you putting your money? Old guys, Evander's got him by 14 years.
Yeah, but
16 years.
But who's got the wingspan? I mean, Mitt's a tall guy, isn't he? He's like 6'3"?
Yeah, Mitt's a little bit longer. He's pretty tall. I think he's 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
He's built like a boxer, but I don't think he has the talent of a boxer.
Does he have a taste for mangled ears?
He does, and as a matter of fact, he expresses his taste for ears in a new video that's come out between these two trash-talking,
yeah,
Evander Holyfield and Mitt Romney, mm-hmm. and there's some music behind it, and they say some pretty funny things. Mitt Romney talks about how his critics call him out of touch and stiff and says that he doesn't relate to people, says he's been listening to garbage like that for years, so now he's fighting back by taking on the former heavyweight champion of the world. And he did say, "I don't have a big right hook, but when I get to someone's ear, I can be formidable."
Oh, yeah.
But cha.
I like that. I love it.
Holyfield says he's going to deliver a whooping and that Mick Romney's not fast enough.
He calls him Mick Romney?
Yeah, Mick Romney.
You think he meant that? Oh, Mick Romney?
Yeah.
You think he meant that on purpose?
Yes.
I would think so. He's a professional.
Say
their
name
doctor.
Wrong. Yeah, it's like George H.W. Bush used to call Saddam Hussein Saddam. And he did that on purpose because Saddam meant something different in the language than Saddam.
It's like you're not even worth me knowing your name.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
exactly.
The feel. Mm-hmm.
Get under his skin.
To snub.
That video, by the way, is available on our show fun page. Just so many reasons to go there.
The fight is called The Quake in Salt Lake, and it's on tomorrow night in, obviously, Salt Lake City, Utah.
And at the pay-per-view, the money goes toward a charity. You mentioned that,
That's
right?
correct.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Also, looking at the show fun page, and I noticed there's something here that you really should check out. There's a video of a confused little kid seeing a payphone for the first time. He's about 8 years old. He has no idea whatsoever what he's looking at. Eventually, he asks the question, "Is this an old-fashioned phone?" And his mom can't stop laughing at him. And it's one of the funniest things you'll see, at least today, because tomorrow there'll be something funnier, I promise.
I would have told him that's where Superman changes into his superhero costume.
See, that's because you'd make a great daddy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
A couple of things here. Did you know that coffee loses 70% of its flavor within 2 minutes of being brewed?
Good.
Yeah.
That explains so much.
Yeah. Doesn't it?
I'm a coffee fiend. So
I mean,
yes.
this is another reason to just go instant.
I do the instant.
I do, too.
I do it every morning.
And our executive producer, Mike Stark, he shakes his head and scoffs whenever I mention I do instant. But it's fine.
It's
It's the richest kind, really, mm-hmm. It is. The VI in Vicodin, it comes from the Roman numeral for 6, VI, because Vicodin is 6 times stronger than codeine.
That makes sense.
Yeah, does it? Okay.
I always thought it was the same. So that actually, I thought it was just a different version.
And here's something that you probably didn't know. Do you watch the Game of Thrones?
No.
You don't watch that? A lot of naked Roman people walking around
correct.
In there. Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's filmed, a lot of the scenes are filmed in a studio in Northern Ireland that used to be a factory where the Titanic was made. The original Titanic, not the movie Titanic.
You're talking about the boat, the Titanic.
The boat, the Titanic, not the movie, the actual boat. And one more thing here is we have the TV show Friends, which was based on this program here, Phil Hewlett and Friends, right? The theme song for that show, Friends, was originally going to be Shiny Happy People by R.E.M. You remember that song? You do?
I remember it,
here,
yes.
It goes, here's some of it right here.
Meet me in the crowd, people, people.
Yeah, I don't think Friends would have been nearly as popular if they used that song.
No, I don't think so either.
Frankly. But we have hindsight. It's 2020 because we got so interested in the Rembrandts song that they ultimately ended up using. But REM decided not to give the show the rights to the song. They had their scruples when it came to their music.
Kicking themselves now or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. REM is perhaps one of the biggest bands to ever come around. And who are the Rembrandts again? They have one song.
They're the ones that collect $1 million residual paycheck every year.
Yo, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Or did they get a flat fee?
I'm pretty sure that they got a deal where they get paid in perpetuity.
Yeah. In perpetuity. Hmm. Okay.
I think that means continuously.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, spring break's coming up, Chris.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of the kids...
No, spring break's over, Phil.
Is it already over?
Yeah, yeah. Spring break's come and gone.
So next spring break, if the kids want to go to Florida, what's going to happen?
They're going to have to keep their booze on the streets and in the bars.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not going to be allowed to drink on the beach anymore. Matter of fact, Panama City officials in Florida unanimously voted to ban drinking on the beach during next year's spring break vacation. This comes after several partygoers were shot, stabbed, and injured during this year's events, along with plenty of allegations of sexual assault and all of the other mischievous behavior that drunk people get into.
Yeah, like hanging their tongues out, wagging their tongues around. Didn't you tell me there's a lady out there, a young lady, she's not too old, she's a teenager maybe, perhaps an adult, perhaps not. You can correct me if I'm wrong. She can tie her tongue in a knot, in a like a necktie.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
She sticks it out. It looks like a necktie.
Is that That's true, isn't it?
Yeah. It's an accolade you don't hear about every day, but there is a girl claiming to have the world's longest tongue. She's 18 years old. Adrienne Lewis, if you want to look her up. She can lick her elbow, her nose, and even her eyes. She has a 4-inch tongue, and the Guinness Book of World Records is going to confirm that because... The current record holder is 3.98 inches of tongue.
Yeah.
Has 3.98 inches of
and
tongue.
And hers is what? 4 inches?
Hers is 4. So by
Are you like me? Did you try the elbow thing? Are you like me? I tried it. I can't get it. It hurts to even pull my elbow up.
2/100ths, by the way. But yeah, I can do it. I can actually stick out my tongue and touch my nose. You want to see?
Yeah. There you go. Nicely
stuck
done.
Out my tongue and
How
touched my nose.
How did I fall for that? Yeah. I really got into it.
Yeah, did you? All right.
She said she stuck out her tongue so many times for so long, she thinks she's stretched it out to the new world record.
Yeah, how about that? If you were born today, do you wonder what your name would be? Because there are some pretty standard names out there. It figures there's a Time Magazine feature, and it figures out... what you'd be named if you were born today. And it doesn't just spit out Emma for women and Aiden, Braden, or Jaden for men. Here's how it works. It looks up the popularity of your name from the year you were born, then shows you what name is currently ranked in that spot today. So if you're born in 1977 and your name is Benjamin, that was the 29th most popular name that year. If your parents gave you the 29th most popular name today, it would be... Christopher. All right, so you follow me?
Okay.
So it also shows that...
That's my name, by the way. And I was born on the 29th. This is getting eerie.
It would have shown what your name would have been in other decades as well. So you would have been Lewis in the 2000s, Travis in the 1990s, Carl in the 50s, Theodore in the 1910s, Elmer in the 1900s, and coincidentally, Benjamin in the 1890s. And you could check it out yourself. You just want to Google... Find out what your name would be if you were born today. You just Google that, and you'll get the little machine that looks it up.
Oddly enough, and mine in 1910 would have been Adolf.
Really?
Yeah.
You looked it up already?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, just checked it out.
You better go with a different facial hair design there.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so we're right here on the harbor. Sandy, as you noticed, and boats are going by while we're doing the show, and I saw you look, and holy cow, there's a giant boat going
huge.
By the window. Yeah, and every now and then we get pirate ships going by. So I have to wonder, anytime we see the word Johnny Depp, we forget about all the other movies he was in. You know, we forget that he was the creepy Charlie in the Chocolate Factory guy, who was clearly a child pedophile guy.
But, Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands. Oh, yeah. I forget about that. One of the best movies ever, if you want to ask me. What's that movie that he did with the he had a brother?
Donnie Darko.
Oh,
he
grapes?
Was in. He was
up in the tree.
Grapes.
What is it? What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Gilbert Grape.
Oh,
there you go.
Fantastic. fantastic film.
Good, great movies, right?
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of great
movies.
But he's ultimately, he's a pirate, isn't he?
He is a pirate, and he's in Australia filming for the next installment of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Is this of number nine? Number six, number
it doesn't,
five.
It just says installment to the franchise.
There's too many
How
of
many
them.
Is it? I don't, after one, two, and three, I don't ever think
you
I watch
out.
Movies after,
Because number four was Worlds Under,
oh gosh, I don't even
the
know.
The World Upside Down
under
or something
water
like that.
Or something.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, where the boat was upside down and the earth was upside down.
Yeah, that was a weird scene. I got queasy trying to watch it.
Did you? I'm
Yeah, no, I lost a little bit of equilibrium.
Being silly. I mean, it really happened.
Yeah,
right?
It was weird.
Yeah. All right, so they're filming another one. And where is he? He's in Australia?
He's in Australia, and he brought his two dogs over there on his private jet. And now Australia is saying you have to put your dogs down or send them back to the U.S.
Put them down, like set them down on the tarmac?
Destroy them is the word that they use.
Kill
they
them?
Say destroy, but...
Wow, really?
Yes, they're not messing around over there in Australia.
No.
So they want them sent back because they want to control all of the diseases that Johnny Depp's dogs bring.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny went with the sending back option. He didn't.
He was supposed to. He told them that he was going to. And when they checked back in, he still had his dogs.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
That wily
crazy
Johnny Depp. Hey, last night I had pizza for dinner. And thanks for technology, or thanks to it, it's easier than ever to be a complete lazy ass and still order pizza. Jeremy Antecuni, our tech guy, joins us next with that and a whole lot more right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. All right, it's time to talk tech here on the program. Phil Hewlett and Friends, thanks for tuning in. Joining us now is the head of mobile at Apogee, our tech guy, Jeremy Antecuni. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, friends. How are you?
Doing good. Sandy is here today. If you haven't met, Sandy, Jeremy, Jeremy, Sandy.
Hello. Hi, Jeremy.
How you doing?
She's doing well. If I may point out, she's doing all right. Take a look at her.
Doing awesome.
For those of you who are watching live, you know you can watch this program live. You just go to the How to Listen page. Now, isn't that
Nobody
strange?
Nobody ever told me.
Yeah. You go to the How to Listen page. It's a trick. And you get there, and there's a button to watch live. And so it's fun. And then even after we leave, you could keep watching the studio just in case somebody else walks in because the cameras are always on. So if you're lucky, you could see the cleaning lady.
Wait, so they saw me take a million selfies
yes.
when I first got here?
Yes,
oh, good.
Exactly.
Good, thanks.
It's always on. All right, so Jeremy, we have a handful of tech stories here, and we've been following what the government is saying about the NSA, what courts are saying about it, and this is the National Security Agency, and for as far as we can tell, at least over the last few years, they've had free rein to just kind of look at our texts, at our emails, listen in on our phone calls, and we don't have a darn thing to say about it. Is it like that now? Has anything changed?
Well, there's been a few things that have changed. Last week, there was an appeals court ruling that found that the NSA's bulk collection was not legal. And they actually, instead of putting a stop to it right then, kicked it over to Congress and said, hey, you guys deal with it. So today, there was a vote, and the House actually passed overwhelmingly 338-88 a change to the Patriot Act, which will prohibit the collection of phone metadata by the NSA on Americans. Which, of course, is a pretty big deal because, you know, a lot of people think of metadata. It's not the contents of my calls. It's not the contents of my texts. But, you know, you can really get a tremendous amount of information from that. And you can paint a pretty clear picture of somebody's life if you have, you know, the who they're calling, when they're calling, where they're going, and so forth. So it is a huge deal. And, of course, it is great to see the House, you know, voting to this change in. But the problem we're going to have is when it gets over to the Senate is less likely to pass this. So we're not done yet, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, all right. So there's a step. And very often, this is the political game. The Senate lets the House make the symbolic choice, and then the Senate buries it, and it never comes up for debate, and they hope the American public forgets about it. But we're not going to forget about it, and you're going to stay on it, Jeremy, I trust.
That's right.
All right.
Keep reminding you every week.
Yeah. Now, you sent me a link, and it said, what is this a picture of? I clicked on the link, and I had no idea what I was looking at, frankly.
Have you ever used Wolfram Alpha before, anybody?
Wolfram Alpha. I know the name. I've heard it. I just can't. I'm searching my memory banks, and I don't know why I know that name, but I can tell you I probably have not used it.
It's a very cool thing. It's a computational knowledge engine. So it's like Google in the sense that you go there and you type in a query and they've got a vast library of knowledge, and then they give you some sort of answer to the query that you typed in. But instead of like Google, where you've got a list of websites or other information, what they do is they, you know, kind of distill things down and give you some curated content rather than a sea of different things. They've added a new tool, which is pretty cool. It is image recognition. So if you've got a photo that you want to identify what's in it,
ooh,
you can send the photo to them. They will actually figure out what's inside that photo and then identify it and return it back and give you a result showing you what kind of things are in your photo.
Now Google has had a little feature called goggles for the longest time, and you could put a picture in, but it would be based on what's already in their database of search engine images and that sort of thing. Is it similar to that?
It is similar, and we're seeing a lot of different image recognition technology out there. Of course, Facebook, they're able to identify who's in a photo based on just looking at the photos and their history and so forth. It is learning, and so over time it is getting better and so forth. But I'm seeing something interesting when you combine this type of technology with the facial recognition that Google and Facebook have. Imagine some hyper targeted ads, so photos of you with some sort of product, say a Corona beer in the background,
mm-hmm.
and then they start serving you ads based on what's actually in your photo. So should be interesting to see where this
will
evolves.
Be. I'm thinking, okay, and I've been hoping to make this happen. Nobody in my family can help me with this, and we seem at a loss, but I was given a painting of a man who I believe to be a descendant of the family from perhaps centuries ago. And there's no indication on the painting itself as to who it was or who painted it, for that matter, but it's clearly one of those still paintings where somebody posed for it. But it looks to be from perhaps the 17th century, maybe early 18th century. And I tried using goggles and nothing came up. And I'm wondering if maybe this Wolfram Alpha thing will find some kind of reference to somebody who looks like this and says, okay, it's this guy, and then I could double-check it with my family tree and say, okay, definitively, I've got enough information now to say it's this guy. Are we anywhere close to that sort of thing?
Phil, I think that you may be stretching a little bit and have some high hopes there. I think that it might come back with something along the lines of old painting.
Yes, exactly. That's all I ever get, old painting. All right, fine. So last night, Here was my experience. I drove down the street, went to the local pizza parlor, a New York-style pizza parlor, which is also it's a cross between a pizza parlor and a pool hall and a bar. And the hockey game, the Rangers and the Caps, was on, and there were bar people in there, and it smelled like beer burps. And then I looked at the menu and put together a couple of 16-inch pies, and proceeded to hang out with the beer people, the bar people, and watch the hockey game for about 25 minutes waiting for my pizza. And I realized I didn't have enough money. It was about $40, and I had $38 in my wallet. So I went around the corner to the 7-Eleven, and I got some cash out of the ATM, came back around and paid off the difference. And so that was my experience ordering pizza. Is it ever going to get any easier than that, Jeremy?
Well, I think that it might. I think Domino's must think that their customers are just extremely lazy, because in addition to being able to order from the website, a mobile app, even picking up the phone and calling them, now you can place an order for a pizza by simply tweeting a picture of an emoji of pizza to the Domino's pizza account.
Really? You don't even have to know the English language. You just
don't
pick
even have
your
to
own...
know anything. Just pizza.
Yeah.
At of course Domino's, and you need to sign up for this in advance. You have to tell them your Twitter username. You need to tell them what kind of pizza you want.
And these are pizza specific emojis that the Domino's provides.
No, so on your phone you probably have an emoji that represents either a slice of the pizza or a whole pizza, and that'll suffice. You send that via tweet to Domino's, and then they will deliver a hot Domino's pizza in about 20 to 30 minutes.
Can you imagine the dude sitting at home? He's had a couple of puffs on some of that wacky tobacco, and he's craving some pizza. And he gets into his emojis and finds the little one of a pile of dog poo and sends that over to Domino's. What's going to happen?
I think you should try it out and test it and let us know what happens.
They're going to say, he must want one of our pizzas.
It does not seem... Yeah, exactly. It does not seem like a fail-safe way to order pizza. Good one, Chris. Does it? I mean, unless they have pizza-specific emojis, but you say they don't.
Well, there's a pizza emoji on most phones, so I think that you probably have to define what it is you want on your pizza. In advance.
Right. I mean, I have to still say sausage.
You've got
to
think.
And
you
anchovies.
Think in advance.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if I could figure out, okay, I put the pizza emoji, the dog poo. Okay, that must mean sausage. And an emoji of a fish. Oh, that must mean anchovies. Okay, but then how do you project extra cheese? Now, at some point, you're going to have to write. So that's the whole point. You have pizza emoji and a little bit of poorly.
Well, let's try it out. We're here for a little bit longer.
You going to order a pizza?
I'm down.
Yeah. All right.
Do it.
Okay, very good. I love technology, and thank you for bringing it to us. Jeremy Antecuni, we'll talk to you next week.
It's been fun. Talk to you then.
All right. Take care. So, boy, we've covered a lot of ground, and the show's not over yet. Okay, we were talking about old paintings, and last program we were talking about Picasso. How much money did that Picasso bring in, Chris? Do you remember?
$179 million.
Because it's old school pornography, and Fox News has proven it, and we're going to find out how they did that next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Hey, it's Phil Hewlett and Friends, and you're listening to it. Hopefully not by accident. You clicked on something to make it happen. And every now and then you watch the Fox News, right? And the Fox News gets a rap that they are a little more conservative than some of the other channels. Have you heard about that?
That they get a rap for that?
They get a rap. Yeah, no. that they're a little more conservative than, say, oh, I don't know, MSNBC or CNN.
I wouldn't call that a rap.
You wouldn't call it a rap?
No, they're more conservative than those other stations.
They are?
Yeah, you can make a definitive statement about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they were reporting on this story that you brought to us, and you probably scooped them on it, but you told us about this Picasso that was auctioned off for megabucks. And we took a look at it, and they're ladies, topless ladies all over this thing.
Yeah, if you want to call them ladies, the pictures or the painting is not real lifelike. It's cubist, so there's circles and straight lines, and it almost looks like the queen on a deck of cards.
And even if you look carefully, you can even see, you have to find it. It doesn't look connected to a lady, but there is a naked buttocks.
Yeah, and there are a couple of boobs in there, but it looks more like a circle with a dot in the middle.
Yeah, it's like a fifth grader drew it.
Yeah, the painting, by the way, is called Women of Algiers by Pablo Picasso, but the Fox 5 Evening News in New York was talking about this painting last night. And the screen caption of the painting that they put up, you know, next to the pundit's head had the sexual portions, we'll call it, the anatomy.
The lady bits?
Blurred out.
Yeah.
Blurred out. And social media and art critics went nuts. They called the decision bizarre and even pathetic.
And then they blamed Fox News. This isn't even Fox News. It's a local TV channel affiliated with Fox.
Right.
With
That's
the Fox
exactly
Network.
Right.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a Channel 5 in what city?
In New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, it's a major affiliate.
So they just felt that their FCC license was in peril if they were to show the painting in its full glory.
As a matter of fact, that's exactly what they said. The exec said they blurted out to be able to show it live.
Because there's some grandma sitting in an easy chair whose dynamic in her life is to be offended. And the moment she sees the painting, cubist or otherwise, of naked breasts, she will call the FCC and complain. And the TV station will be charged $750 in fines for each naked boob.
Yeah, I don't know if that happens in this case because several other channels had the same story and showed the picture without any blurring
they
of any of the body
parts. So lucky that lady in the easy chair didn't catch that part of the news.
Wipe the sweat off their brow. They just made it.
Right. You think there's going to be any sexiness going on in Las Vegas with the latest superstar to open up a show and take up housekeeping in one of the casinos?
I think coming next year, early next year, we're all going to be lucky enough. J-Lo is moving. She's going to have a show there.
Who's that?
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh.
The one and only.
J-Lo.
Okay. J-Lo.
J-Lo.
She's following in footsteps like Britney Spears, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion. She now has her own show, and it'll be in Planet Hollywood.
Do you have an idea how much cash she's going to get? Because I remember when Celine Dion did her deal, it was public. She was getting $1 million a week to be in Vegas. And we're all thinking, hey, that's good cash. If we could pull that scam off. Let's all get a show in Vegas.
Celine Dion has a huge catalog of amazing music.
Of course, but you know,
J-Lo's got three songs that I know.
If you can talk a casino into letting you be there every night of the week, you know, it's a bit of a scam, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems to be working for these girls, but yeah.
Think they come for J-Lo, they're going to go for the show and the fire and the dancing and the this. Maybe not so much the what's coming out of the voice like Celine Dion.
There might be a little bit of sparkle on the...
Yes. It's all the antics.
Yeah. Or Britney Spears. That girl's got a set of pipes on her, huh?
Oh, God. Can she sing?
Modern day diva.
Yeah. She could win American Idol.
Maybe if
Maybe.
She were on there.
As long as Christina Aguilera wasn't on there.
Mm-hmm.
She could.
Yeah. Right. You know what, Chris, these days, are kids going bonkers? Are they going out of their way to one-up the last big story when it's time for the prom? And sometimes these kids, they land at school in a helicopter. And then the SWAT team comes out, and they hold the whole school hostage, and then the kid gets on a loudspeaker and says, come out with your hands up. I want you to go to the prom with me. You know, things like that. It's happening every day, isn't it?
It happens
should
a
it
lot.
Just stop?
Yeah.
They need to cut it out. What's the latest one?
Well, the latest one is a young man who jumped 10,000 feet out of a plane and skydove with a paper sign in his hand that said, Talia... which must be the girl he was trying to court, her name.
So.
Says, Talia, ... prom, ... And then, of course, he filmed it, you know, because he was skydiving with somebody else. Yeah. And then he posts a film, and it gets a bunch of action. Mm-hmm. Has a lot of people asking, is this the greatest promposal ever?
Promposal? Is that what it's called?
Promposal. There we go.
I wonder, what do they call those? Is it, you know, because when you ask somebody to marry you, it's proposing. So they call it promposal?
Promposal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the new word for it.
I
You'll see
like
it
that.
In Webster's in the next couple of years. Talia, by the way, his girlfriend of 2 years, said that she felt it was ridiculous and then dumped him shortly after.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
No, really?
Maybe.
Going
to prom with him.
Maybe she used technology to do that because there's the modern non-confrontational way to dump someone is with a text message. But if you're too much of a coward to even do that, this could be your answer. A 37-year-old woman named Christy Mazin, she's from Melbourne, Australia, or as they say in Australia, Melbourne, right? She just started a new business. It's called Sorry, It's Over, where she will dump someone for you. You tell her why you want to end things, and she'll contact the person to gently but firmly deliver the news. She charges around $4.50 to text or email them, $10 to call them, or $55 to sit down with them face to face. All right.
This is just absurd.
Yeah, it is. Well, now she's in Melbourne, so is $55 if you call her, Sandy, for instance. I mean, who's your boy? What's your boyfriend's name? Gabe, right?
Gabe,
is that
Gabriel,
his name?
Yeah.
So let's say you wanted to dump old Gabe.
No.
Yeah, let's say that.
Yeah, all right.
Because
Chris is waiting in the wings. $55. Now, she's probably going to want airfare and all that and a hotel to stay up here if she were to fly out to the West Coast, where I assume Gabe is, and then and give him the bad news that you're gonna move on because you didn't have the guts to tell him yourself.
You would spend all of that money instead of just having a little bit of
Yeah.
Conversation.
Man up. Woman up. Don't be a coward. Just do it, right?
Just do it.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of class.
It goes wrong very often, though, when you, especially for guys, when you break up. You say the wrong thing, and then you create a different problem altogether.
Listen, honey, it's not me. It's you.
Yeah, right.
And it's all your nagging.
Yeah.
Girls don't nag. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Now, this 37-year-old lady, Christy, she started this business when she realized that people today in their 20s are so tech savvy, but they're terrible at confrontation and actual conversation, face to face, eye to eye. That, you know, how many times have you seen 20 somethings in the same room together, and rather than speaking to each other, they have their heads down and they're texting each other, and they're like 3 feet away. You ever see that?
All the time. All the time.
And then they say, "Check this out." And they rather than looking on their own on the other person's phone, they'll look on their phone. Say, "Text it to me."
Right.
Right. Yeah. In the same room. Just talk. Anyway, sorryitsover.com.au.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
And McDonald's, good luck with your Hamburglar. Last week we talked to you about their new guy with middle-aged hipster. He's with scruff and skinny jeans, and he's the new Hamburglar. He's not a cute cartoon anymore. He's a creepy guy. Anyway, they came out, in case you missed it, with their new commercial. It's finally out, and people online have seen it. They're already criticizing it for being a lame commercial. And he's supposed to be running errands and getting supplies for a birthday party, and he has to lie about what he's up to in the commercial. So anyway, it's not great. You could find it twitter.com/McDonald's. They have a link to it, but they've also commented, and McDonald's has spoken, responded to the naysayers about the commercial. And this is what McDonald's said. It's not a commercial. It's a short video.
Oh,
okay.
What?
Good response. We defined a hipster as someone that wears skinny jeans. Would you agree with that, Sandy? Skinny jeans,
yes.
and bright enough shoes to draw attention to their skinny legs.
And stubble.
Oh, yeah, and facial stubble.
Yeah.
That's what a hipster is? Mm-hmm.
That's
they
the
don't
way
wear
we...
tennis shoes, though.
No, but maybe like Converse, like unlaced
maybe,
Converse,
yeah.
Right? Bright
yeah.
red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd say that.
Big belt buckles.
You ever waited tables? Either of you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So have I. So have I. And so you've always done well by your customers, right? You've always made sure that they had a good experience, and they've left you good tips in turn, right?
Yes.
An 85-year-old guy in New York, he's worth $200 million. $200 million. He passed away last year. And, you know, when rich guys pass away, they have their will and testament. Last will and testament, right? They divvy out their stuff to family members or to charities and that sort of thing. This guy, he left two waitresses at his favorite restaurant $50,000 each.
Nice.
That's incredible.
Now, they say he was their favorite customer.
Wow.
And he used to tip the entire staff during the holidays when he came in.
That's awesome.
So how about that?
Is there a lesson in that?
Yeah, the lesson is... Let's all be waiters and waitresses, huh? Because sooner or later, you're going to come across a guy like this. But be a waiter or a waitress at a good restaurant. That's the point.
Yeah.
Not at a TGI Fridays. I had to get that in. Hey, we love your comments. Click contact at philhewlettandfriends.com or on Twitter at Faf Show. Don't forget, Sandy Charles is on Twitter, too. Sandy, S-A-N-D-E, Charles. We're on Facebook. Listen to us on iTunes, leave a comment and a review. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson, our production assistant, Ryan Hayden, our theme song composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Sandy, for Aaron, for Chris, I'm Phil. Talk to you next time.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.